This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Here's a popular topic from our Rock on the Money podcast. For the full episodes and more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. Hope you enjoy. Hey, let's talk about identity theft. There's one thing that people can do that will greatly reduce the chance that their identity will be stolen.
I'm on the edge of my seat. What is it?
I know you are. You're pumped. Okay, there's the one thing that you can do is freeze your credit.
Not just yours, but your children's.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of people forget about that. If you have a social security number, your kids, the kids get social security numbers very early.
Pretty much right after birth. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Freezing your credit is super simple. It's free now as of last year. And a lot of people don't do it. And then they're shocked when I don't know who opened this account.
Right.
How is that possible? I want everyone to make it a goal. We're going to give you homework. I want everyone by the end of this year to go through the three nationwide credit bureaus and freeze your credit. It's free. Yeah. It just takes a couple minutes. It's so easy now. And we're going to put all the links on the website. There's a whole article about it at rockonthemoney.com. Everything is on there. The three links, just click them, fill it out, get your PIN number and move on. So,
well, and while you're there, you should just if you go direct to the credit bureaus, you can request a free copy of your credit report once per year.
That's
so
good.
Get that copy, make sure everything's accurate. And if it's not, make sure you get it fixed.
The three credit bureaus, you've heard them before, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. So let's first quickly debunk the myths around freezing your credit, because people still believe this stuff, and this is not true. It does not affect your credit score by freezing your credit. That's the number one thing. People really think that if I freeze my credit, it's going to mess up my credit score. That is not true. It will not.
If anything, it will affect it in a positive way.
Absolutely.
Because you won't have people opening accounts that you don't authorize. And
if you go try and open an account when you probably shouldn't be opening an account, it'll keep you from opening it.
That's right. Yeah.
It'll literally delay you from doing it, but we'll get into that.
You know what? So quick anecdote here.
Sure.
So I was shopping with my friend once, Victoria's Secret, and they are pushing you hard to open their Victoria's Secret credit cards when you're in the store. If your credit's frozen, that's going to be a much more challenging thing to do. But, you know, they want you, when you get to the register, we'll give you a certain percentage off if you open a credit card today. And my friend said to them, I don't finance underwear.
Okay. I love it. It will not prevent you from obtaining your free annual credit report, which Amanda just gave you as homework.
Yeah. What do you mean I gave it as homework?
You're going down with me. It will not prevent you from applying for a job. It will not prevent you from buying insurance. It will not prevent you from opening a new account. There's a caveat to all this. It will not prevent you from renting an apartment. All of those items, you will need to lift the freeze temporarily or thaw it for a specific amount of time or for a specific entity like the rental apartment or store. You can do it sometimes specific to just them. And all this is completely free, whether to lift it, thaw it, or freeze it. It is all completely free. So one thing that freezing your credit does not do is prevent crooks from making charges to your existing accounts. So if they have your credit card number and all the other information, they're still going to make charges. So you still need to keep an eye on your bank accounts and all of your charge accounts. So here's something else.
Including insurance as well, because insurance is a big industry for fraud now.
Absolutely.
Too.
And here's something else that's free, Amanda, that you don't have to pay for credit monitoring.
That is awesome.
Download these two apps, either one, Credit Sesame or Credit Karma. A lot of people have heard of Credit Karma. You've heard of it, Amanda.
Yeah, I'll do you one better, Craig.
Go ahead.
A lot of your credit cards out there, if you have credit cards, they come with free credit monitoring nowadays.
Oh, great. That's awesome. Yeah.
So if you log into like Chase Bank or Bank of America, a lot of them come with free credit monitoring.
Yes.
Along with them.
Bottom line is there's no reason for you to pay for credit monitoring whatsoever. Credit Karma is also good because you can also see your credit score easily. Mm-hmm.
You used to only be able to do that like once a month. Now they'll let you check it as many times as you want.
Credit Karma, the only thing about that app, the way they make money is you do have ads on there. Just ignore all that. That's what they're trying to do. But other than that, it's a great app.
Well,
it's
very popular. The ad is good, maybe the ad's helpful for you.
There might be. They recommend you certain products that may help. It's very highly recommended by Consumer Reports and everybody. So free credit is very easy to do. You just go to the website, supply your name, address, your date of birth. You do need to supply your social security number. Credit Bureau is going to give you a PIN number. You need to save this PIN, put it in a safe location. So if you ever need to lift your freeze so you can apply for credit, if you're renting, buying a car, you can lift it temporarily. And the Credit Bureau is required to lift it within 1 hour of your request. Whether you call them.
You have to stay at Victoria's Secret for an hour.
Yeah, see? And it prevents you from opening an account. See?
That's right.
And here's one last tip about this. If you are applying for credit, find out what that business uses for their credit report. So if they're using TransUnion, you only need to lift the freeze at that location. You don't have to do all three of them. Does that make sense?
It does.
There you go. Hopefully that was helpful. And don't forget, go to rockonthemoney.com. Whole article there with all the links that you can go to all three of those and knock it out. Just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast, direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, all of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts hosted right there on the website so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rock Band USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.